Welcome to Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden with Lord and Gladden. And in our last episode, I really was trying to get the point across that, you know, when you're led by the Lord, He will meet your every need. And many times in ways we don't understand. You know, we looked at how God took His people on the journey to their inheritance, to their blessing, to their promised land. He took them 3 days into the wilderness and waited for their provision to run out. Now, this was not, you know, God reacting to circumstances. This was part of God's master plan. And He was testing them. He was wanting to teach them that He was trustworthy. See, this journey that God has us on towards an inheritance that He's prepared for us. Remember, number one, He wants to be right here with us. He doesn't want to just be our God. He wants to be in a personal relationship with us. And He wants us to learn to trust Him and depend on Him. But there are times we just don't understand. And it would appear, boy, Randy, this seems so much easier for them. Because during the day, they just had to follow the pillar of cloud. And at night, the pillar of fire. You know, they knew it was easy to tell if you're being led by the Lord. But for us, sometimes, there are times when you've been faithful the best you can, the best you understand, and I'm not quite sure what God is saying at this point in my life. You know, Noah, God told Noah to build an ark. And Noah spent years and years and years and years building an ark. Noah proved faithful. And then there came the day when God said to Noah, okay, go in the ark. God sent the animals in. He says, Noah, go in the ark. Take your family and go in the ark. And then God shut the door. We need to remember, Noah didn't shut the door. God shut the door on Noah. He's now in the ark. God shut the door. See, at this point, Noah has given up control of his life. He's given it to the Lord. And we know what happens. It rains 40 days, 40 nights. But, you know, we need to recognize what happened at that point. So when the rain stopped, everything is wiped out. Everything is gone. See, Noah doesn't know what this new life is going to be like because everything he knew was wiped out. And he looked out the window every day and all he saw was water. And you know what? Genesis chapter 9 says, and God remembered Noah. Now, the suggestion here is not that God forgot Noah, but the reality is, the suggestion here is that Noah didn't hear from God during this time. We see no indication that Noah heard from God. So imagine, you spent years and years and years being faithful on something you didn't understand. God tells you to give up control, which is really what happened when God shut the door. Give up control of your life, and I'm going to save you. And you watch everything around you wiped out. And now you're not hearing from God. You know, that's overwhelming. But it says, and God remembered Noah. See, again, remember, Noah had no idea what this new life was going to be. But God had a plan. There are times for you and I when we've been faithful. We've done everything the best we understand as we understand how God has directed us. We're doing our best to follow the leading of the Lord. But sometimes there comes those points where we're just not hearing. We just aren't clear on what the Lord would have us do. And at that point, it's all about remaining faithful. You know, this week I had coffee with some really good friends. And they're in an overwhelming family situation. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually. It's emotionally, physically. They're doing the best they can. And they have to make really big decisions. But the challenge is these decisions are going to affect other family members. And you know, so many people would look for the easy way out, but they are trying so diligently just to be faithful in spite of not getting clarity, hearing clarity of how they feel the Lord is directing. And while they're waiting on that clarity, they're just being faithful to what they believe He would have them do, even though it's difficult. There are times for you and I when the key is just remaining faithful. If you're not hearing from the Lord, remain faithful to the last thing He said to you. Remain faithful to what His Word says, even if it makes no sense. You know, we live in a time when everybody justifies taking the easy way out. And superficially, it could look that way. And as they said, in man's eyes, this would be the way to handle it. But we just don't believe that's what God would have us do. Don't look at your situation through man's eyes. And don't allow your friends to look at your situation through man's eyes. But look at them through God's faithfulness, even when you're not hearing from them. And you know, one of the things I've pointed out over and over, when we're in a challenge, the number one priority is always that God would be glorified. And you know, this really hit home in a very humbling way this week. Our friend, Pastor Dave Keyes from Melbourne, Australia, was just in the last few days diagnosed with an aggressive brain tumor. And it's very humbling to see how he and his wife have responded. They've responded with the simplicity of faith that their trust is that no matter what happens, their trust is in the Lord. And they are glorifying God in what for most of us would be the scariest, most overwhelming time of our life. And by doing so, they're not just glorifying God, but they're setting an example for you and I and how we should respond. And again, it's humbling for me to recognize in some trials, sometimes I haven't glorified God. And so for you and I, we need to just, whatever it takes, glorify God in all circumstances and just remain faithful. Even when we don't understand, even when we're not hearing. And sometimes, just like Noah, faithfulness will mean doing stuff that our friends, people around us just don't understand. But stay faithful. God has a plan. He's going to get you, as long as we stay faithful, the best we understand, He's going to get you to that inheritance, to that promised land. I'm Randy Gladden. This has been Leaving Egypt.